Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Thrown like a star in my last sleep, I opened my eyes to take a peep, to find that I was by the sea, gazing with tranquility. 'Twas then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Hurdy-gurdy, 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 gurdy, he sang. Hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy sound. Histories of ages past, unenlightened shadows cast down through all eternity, the crying of humanity. 'Twas then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man come singing songs of love. Hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy he sang. Hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy he sang. Hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy he sang.
Yes, here I am, the hurdy-gurdy man, here with you every week to bring you hurdy-gurdy songs. That is, songs that speak to truth, to power, to social movements, to consciousness raising, to everything imaginable that will get to the heart of what a song is about. Today, we're going to continue our Women's Herstory programming and play music by las mujeres, the women, Latin women. And of course, you can just do a program for years just on Latin women, singers, songwriters, performers, vocalists. But today we're going to touch upon the Latin women, las mujeres, of Boricua, of Borinquen, Puerto Rico. I might slip a little something in there as well on the side, but primarily we're going to listen to Puerto Rican women. And I'm just going to get right to it with a recording from the Vinyl Project. That's a project from the Freedom Archives, and introducing our topic today. That is Puerto Rican woman.
History of Puerto Rican women with their struggles. We can go back to 1898, you know, when there were sisters, Lolita Rodríguez del Tío, Mariana Bracetti, who were involved in that struggle. We can go to the Nationalist Party and see the different women that were involved in that struggle. We can go to 1950 and the uprising in Jayuya. And that uprising was led in part by a woman named Blanca Canales.
Let it sink back ocean. Always the hurricanes blowing, always the population growing, and the money owing, and the sunlight streaming, and the natives steaming. I like the island Manhattan.
I know you do.
Smoke on your pipe and put that in.
For a small fee in America.
Okay. Buying on credit is so nice.
One look at us and they charge twice.
I have my own washing machine.
What will you have though to keep clean?
Skyscrapers bloom in America. Cadillacs bloom in America. Industry boom in America.
Wealth in a room in America.
Lots of new housing with more space.
Lots of doors slamming in our face.
I'll get a terrace apartment.
Better get rid of your accent.
Life can be bright in America.
If you can fight in America.
Life is all right in America.
If you're all white in America.
As you stay on your own side.
Free to be anything you choose.
Free to wear devils and shine shoes.
Everywhere crime in America. Organized crime in America. Terrible time in America.
You forget I'm in America.
I think I go back to San Juan.
I know a boat you can get on. Bye-bye. Uh-huh.
Everyone there will give big cheer.
Hey! Everyone there will have moved here.
Thank you.
Mis recuerdos van conmigo. Cuando quiero y sin querer, que no piensen que me olvido de mi tierra alguna vez. Y es el mar que llevo adentro, aquel mar de mi niñez, que hoy aún me está doliendo. Cómo duele lo que quieres y no lo puedes tener.
That's Rita Moreno. Rita Moreno. Very clearly iconic actress who invented that role, performed the role of Anita, where in West Side Story, Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story. And yes, some of the dialogue was pretty cheesy even at the time, but for the most part, this is a hurdy-gurdy song, America, from West Side Story. And Rita Moreno, who, of course, made that part so beloved and immortal. That followed with Rita Moreno more recently from a recent recording, El Mar Que Llevo Dentro, The Sea That I Carry Within Me. I want to continue now with a more recent contemporary Boricua, Borinqueña artist, mujer, performer, singer, by the name of Zoraida Santiago. And I want to play a couple of tracks here for you.
Que tengo hoy, ya no tengo nada que perder. Mi libertad, mi vida, aquellas ilusiones que formaban mundos en mi mente. Todo me lo han robado, maldita impunidad que vuelve inmunes a los ladrones de feria, a los usurpadores de felicidad. Maldita impunidad, maldita impunidad. Y esta manía de echarnos la culpa de nuestra propia miseria, de arrodillarnos y darnos golpes de pecho. Ya basta, ya basta, ya basta de hacer de tripas corazones. Ya basta de renunciar a la lluvia y al viento para asumir de la vida el tormento. Ya basta, ya basta. Yo quiero más, mucho más, mucho más. Quiero ver llegar la primavera. Quiero más, mucho más, mucho más. No me conformo con la tormenta que arrasa con lo amado, con el saqueo que nos arrastra al olvido. Yo quiero más, como tú, como todos. Esta vida que siento y que amo, más sobre todo, más tiempo, más alas, más viento para volar.
aún me queda mucho por ganar. Mi libertad, mi vida, de aquellas ilusiones siguen formando mundos en mi mente. Yo quiero más, mucho más, mucho más. Quiero ver llegar la primavera. Quiero más, mucho más, mucho más. No me conformo con la tormenta que arrasa con lo amado, con el saqueo que nos arrastra al olvido. Yo quiero más, como tú, como todos. Más de esta vida que siento y que amo. Más sobre todo, más tiempo, más alas. Más viento para volar. Más viento para volar. Más viento para volar. Para
algo más que rabia, hace falta más que la conciencia, aprender a ser con más urgencia y acapear las más fieras tormentas. Hay que agarrarse al vértigo, afirmar pies en tierra, hay que poner las manos para retar la suerte, hay que sentir el pálpito de la vida gestándose y subirse a la ola que nos dará el aliento. Hay que ser sensible a la inocencia, hay que comprender lo que se gesta, hay que construir sobre las ruinas al vértigo, afirmar que es en tierra, hay que poner las manos para retar la suerte, hay que sentir el palpito de la vida gestándose y subirse a la ola que nos dará el aliento. Hay una raíz que sigue viva, hay una semilla aún latiendo. Es inaplazable y necesario descifrar los ruidos del pasado. Hay que agarrarse al palpito de la ola en un vértigo y subirse a la suerte que nos dará el aliento. Hay que poner las manos en todo lo que gesta y bregar que se tierra para retar la vida. Hay una raíz que sigue viva.
And there you have a couple of tracks from Zoraida Santiago's beautiful album, Algo Más Que Rabia, Something More Than Rage. And I wanted to play these together for you to give you a little bit of the context. Well, of course, Leonard Bernstein's America, the classic American Latin in big quotes story. And from where we proceeded, from this dialogue, this conversation, Anita and her partner, played by George Chakiris, of course, not a Puerto Rican, but a very lovely Greek man. They're basically disputing the merits and drawbacks of being in America as a Latino, as a Puerto Rican. Rita Moreno, as I said, created that such important role. And in her song, El Mar Que Llevo Dentro, clearly alludes to her connection with her island, with Puerto Rico as her home. And this is followed then by Quiero Más y Algo Más. I want more. And the second track, Algo Más, something more. And both of these just powerful lyrics. And Zoraida Santiago, for which I have to thank my friend in Puerto Rico, Walter Wagoner, for sharing this with me, this music by Zoraida. She's very much a part of this circle of very strong activist, socially conscious Puerto Rican artists, people like Danny Rivera, Lucecita Benitez, who I played a couple of weeks ago on right here on Hurdy Gurdy Songs, and people like Roy Brown, Tito Auger, really just really fervent and radical activists, but their music always has this incredibly lovely, beautiful, and still powerful timbre and resonance with a lot of the issues that come up with the troubles of Puerto Rico, the issues that have, you know, the Maria, the hurricanes, the response, the poor response on the behalf of the government, to which owns basically, not basically, owns Puerto Rico. I want to get to another Puerto Rican artist here. Yes, we are listening to Hurdy Gurdy Songs on Radio Free Brooklyn .org, internet radio, community radio, radio activism at its best. Thank you for listening today. I want to continue with Ilay and a track of hers called Temes, which addresses another issue from the woman's perspective with regards to, well, I think it should become clear. We'll talk about it. Thanks for listening. Here we go. Temes. Temes.
¿Por qué me temes? Si soy fruto de algo que no tiene nombre, el error que no comete nunca el hombre. ¿Por qué me temes? ¿Por qué me temes? Si estoy hecha para estar arrepentida y mi historia se ha quedado ya sin vida. ¿Por qué me temes? Si tus celos me acuchillan por la espalda y es mi culpa por haber estado sola. Si tu ira me dispara en la cabeza, ¿por qué me temes? ¿Por qué me temes? Si mi libertad la tiene tu despojo y mi cuerpo es recipiente de tu antojo. Si mi sombra está detrás de tu figura, ¿por qué me temes? Si el mundo juzga con ojos cerrados y todo lo que hago es un pecado, pero si tú lo tienes todo controlado. ¿Por qué me temes? ¿Por qué me temes? Si me arrancas todo el aire que respiro y mi voz la vas dejando sin sonido. Si te crees que yo sin ti no sobrevivo, ¿por qué me temes? Si el mundo juzga con ojos cerrados y todo lo que hago es un pecado, pero si tú lo tienes todo controlado, ¿por qué me temes? ¿A qué le temes?
Just extraordinary recording by Ile, controversial recording and video. Highly recommended. Here's a Boricua, young Boricua woman who's tackling rape. She's tackling abuse, machismo, violence against women in this song. Why are you afraid of me if you have all the power? She's calling this into question. Not just patriarchy, but just basic abuse of women. Very courageous, definitely a hurdy-gurdy song. High point, in my opinion. I want to now dig back a little further into the, I hate to use the word canon, because I don't believe in canons per se, but this is a continuing from our program, episode 34, where we listen to music by Lucecita Benitez and Ruth Hernandez and address some of the gender and sexuality topics and themes they were addressing. I want to continue today with two of the women Boricua singers who's not only as singer-songwriters but as performers really embodied a phenomenology of the Puerto Rican sense of being, identity as such. I'll play them and then we'll talk about them a little bit. The first is Mirta Silva. And let's continue with her and Mis Tres Novios. This was definitely an artist who was very much pushing against the boundaries of what was acceptable, lyrical, and also performative sexuality. Mirta Silva, Mis Tres Novios, My Three Boyfriends.
Mi novio es fotógrafo y me quiere retratar, pero las poses que me pone son ridículas. ¡Qué barbaridad! Tengo otro novio que toca el saxofón y me quiere hacer tocar, y yo le digo, mira papi, por tu madre no, que yo no sé soplar. El otro es un aviador y me quiere hacer volar, y yo le digo, mira negro, corta el vacilón, que yo no sé volar. Yo no sé lo que yo tengo, están tan enamorados, será con mi vacilón, que los tengo yo amarrados. Y yo le digo, mi papi, mi santo, que te quiero, que por ti me estoy muriendo, tú lo sabes, mi papito, te quiero, te sufro, te lloro, papito de mi vida, que por ti me estoy muriendo, tú lo sabes, mi papito. Tengo, me dan gusto demasiado, y solo porque los tengo, locos con este cantao. Yo le digo, papito, tú sabes que te quiero, te toco el clarinete, la trompeta, el saxofón, lo que tú quieras te lo toco, te poso boca arriba, boca abajo, de perfil, como quieras, me retrato, mi papi. Ay. De amores llevo 3 años y no he tenido ni un disgusto, y conmigo están a gusto, pues con esto los engaño. Yo le digo, papito, tú lo sabes, papito, tú sabes que en el gobierno de mi corazón tú tienes un ministerio, papi, mi papo popote, ay, puchi, puchi de mi vida, tú lo sabes. Ay, papito, te adoro. ¿Qué es lo que pasa aquí? No, por fin es que te equivocaste conmigo, hijito, porque yo soy Mirta Zipa aquí en China, ¿oíces? Y conmigo, mira, conmigo de aquello nada. Figúrate tú que el año pasado yo estaba ronca y este año, ¡ja! Este año estoy ronquísima. Pero el año pasado estaba sabrosa y este año estoy sabrosinquínchima. Estoy que si me pongo mejor me daño, ¿oíste? Nada, no quiero que me miren, no quiero que me toquen, que me hablen, que me digan, que me inviten a cantar. Nada, ya no me llamo Mirta, y así es que ya lo saben, que mi nombre ya no existe ni por tierra ni por mar. Nada, ya estoy escarmentada, la vida de casada ya me choca, ya me cansa, no la puedo soportar. Nada, escuchen lo que digo, mañana tempranito se lo digo a mi marido que me quiero divorciar.
Cara, cara, carambita, ay, cara, cara, carambamba, esta rumba ya te trae loquita, esta rumba ya te trae cansada.
Ay, cara, cara, carambita, ay, cara, cara, carambamba, esta rumba ya me trae loquita, esta rumba ya me trae cansada. Nada, hoy sí que no permito, ni a grandes ni a chiquillos que me digan tan siquiera buenas noches, ¿cómo estás? Nada, hoy vengo predispuesta a romperle la cabeza hasta el que dirige la orquesta si me viene a molestar. Nada, conmigo no hay parones, que vengan los agentes, profesores, directores, los cantantes y demás. Nada, hoy vengo que le zumba con esta nueva rumba juguetona sabrosona que yo vine aquí a cantar.
Ay, cara, cara, carambita, ay, cara, cara, carambamba, esta rumba ya te trae loquita, esta rumba ya te trae cansada.
Ay, cara, cara, carambita, ay, cara, cara, carambamba, esta rumba ya me trae loquita, esta rumba ya me trae cansada.
Yeah, she's tired of that rumba. This is an interesting song recorded in 1942. And Mirta Silva, at this point, really broke away from her previous incarnation, which she was like the sexy bombshell. You know, she met all the standards of the heteronormative, you know, Latin beauty. And lyrics just replete with double entendres, you know, just packed with the sexuality of the hot Latin lady. But she, Mirta Silva, took control of that. This is from Alicia Fiomata's book, The Great Woman Singer, Gender and Voice in Puerto Rican Music. Quote, Silva moved away from the purely playful nature of her songs. Nada became her lifelong signature song. And while Rafael Hernandez, the great, you know, Puerto Rican songwriter, has songwriting credits, the song does not make any sense without the phenomenological force that was Mirtha Silva. Only Mirtha Silva could carry this through. Even if Silva did not directly pen the song, Nada reflects her intentions as she began to inhabit the space of the figure, an artist whose meaning was born in music, but who exceeded music's domain to become historically significant as a cultural phenomenon. She would continue to sing about, the song seems to be about a woman with a bad temper and basically a foul character. She doesn't want anything. She wants a divorce. She wants out. She even says, my name does not exist. But in denying her own name, she actually makes a claim for her own power as a woman. She's totally fed up with the rumba. She's done with that. And rumba, of course, also alludes to, quote, the tales about my life. Silva decisively articulated a different entity from the fantasy figure of her first two or three star years when she was that hot blonde bombshell. This persona proposed an ethical positioning in the face of life, including music. It proposed a cynical position targeting collective listening, end quote. So Mirtha Silva proceeded from those My Three Boyfriends, in which she's highly sexualized lyrics, and then to Nada, where she's regaining a sense of herself, which she actually never lost, ironically. And now, and this next track is sort of like where she, her career trajectory pointed towards. Camina como Chencha. She became known as Chencha, Madame Chencha. Madame Chencha in New York City, she had a program and introduced many, many artists, including La Lupe. She, in fact, as a guarachera, she is first rate herself. And even with Sonora Matancera, she eventually was replaced when she left Cuba. Well, she did go to Cuba. When she left Cuba, it was Celia Cruz, who later would become the queen of Latin music. But Mirtha Silva, very much, arguably, a first-rate guarachera, undoubtedly, in my opinion. But some people might say, oh, well, Celia, you know. But in any case, Mirtha Silva certainly held her own. Before I play this track, I just want to thank you again for joining me here at Hurdy Gurdy Songs. Every Tuesday, we're here live streaming, also available as a podcast. Please support Radio Free Brooklyn. We need your support. We have incredible programming. Rob Pritchett's show, Lisa Lee's shows. There were some beautiful beautiful programs. New Latin World is a terrific Latin music program that I highly recommend. And please support Hurdy Gurdy Songs. Go on our website, www.radiofreebrooklyn.org, and please provide us whatever support you can, whether it's a dollar or just your moral support or just your kind words. Let's get back to Chencha, Mirtha Silva.
Que yo nací con mi pata gamba, igualita que Chencha, y que tengo que ver yo con Chencha, si nací con mi pata gamba. Váyanse pa'l diablo, partía de canallas, partía sin vergüenzas, no me hagan llorar. Váyanse pa'l diablo, partía de canallas, partía sin vergüenzas, no me hagan hablar. pero camina como chencha.
La gamba.
Anda, camina como chencha.
La gamba.
Que yo camino como chencha.
La gamba.
Camina como chencha.
La gamba.
Que por aquí me pasó el otro día un perrito corriéndole a un gato chiquitito. Y ahora dicen los malos mulatos que por aquí puede pasar un tranvía. Camina como chencha.
La gamba.
La gente me grita chencha.
La gamba.
Camina, 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 camina como chencha.
La gamba.
Que yo camino como chencha.
La gamba.
Que debutando yo en el Nacional con muchísimo éxito, me pasaron por aquí un telón. Y la gente ahora quiere apostar que por aquí puede pasar un camión, pero camina como chencha.
La gamba.
Ay, camina como chencha.
La gamba.
Ya me cambiaron el nombre.
La gamba.
Ahora me llaman Chencha Silva.
La gamba.
Que por aquí no ha pasado un tranvía, por aquí no ha pasado un camión, ¿me puede creer que no? Ojalá que pasara el tranvía, ojalá que pasara el camión, pero camina como chencha.
La gamba.
No, 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 camina como chencha.
La gamba.
Chencha, chencha, chencha.
La gamba.
Camina, 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 chencha.
La gamba.
Que yo nací con mis patas gamba, yo no lo niego, y es por eso que camino así. Pero hay otras que no son gambas y yo las veo que caminan así, pero camina como chencha.
La gamba.
Camina como chencha.
La gamba.
Camina como chencha.
La gamba.
Que yo camino como chencha.
La gamba.
Me voy pa' Borinquen, por eso me voy pa' mi tierra, por eso me voy.
Aquí no hay quien ni madrina, aquí no hay nadie que pruebe el plato de la
Ernestina Reyes. Ernestina Reyes, also known as La Calandria. Very important Puerto Rican singer and personality. She really created a very interesting situation for the genre here of música jíbaro, which is thought of as the traditional folk music of Puerto Rico, with its strong Spanish relationship to the décima, the sung poetry, the 10-line poetry that is often improvised, and it's very much a controversias and competition. And she, as a woman, challenged the very male practice of música jíbaro, and she became as well known as perhaps even Ramito, the quintessential Boricua artist of música jíbaro. And you heard in the first instance, you heard a La Jíbara Se Va. And this is a song that was first released as a 78, and it expresses her anger at being in the city, and that she wants to go back to Puerto Rico. You can hear the classic cuatro that picks up the tempo and the tone from the kind of more placid sound. There's an intensity to this music. The song proceeds through four interventions by the singer. The first is about cold weather and the discomfort of winter clothes. And the second, the speaker is horrified at the loss of identity, as signified by a jíbaro addressing another jíbaro in the streets in English. How you feel, what you say. The third relates to the presumed isolation of city life and the absence of kinship relationships, and this reciprocal hospitality of neighbors. And in the final stanza, she enlists food as a marker of national cohesion. When the speaker complains that her friend Paquito did not offer her Puerto Rican finger food when she visited his home, cuchifritos, in quotes, recalling Mirtha Silva's performance that we listened to earlier. This wonderful work from Lucia Fiol Mata really gives a wonderful analysis of the importance of La Calandria and Mirtha Silva. And I'm glad to share that with you today on Hurdy Gurdy Songs. We then heard El Que Se Va No Hace Falta, which was in the very traditional seis con décima style of música jíbaro. And again, this is folk music that also became very popular, and as I said, La Calandria really for a brief period was a superstar, and this was a music that kind of had a resurgence in the 60s, as the politics in Puerto Rico went from Operation Bootstrap and then suffering the consequences of kind of this miscalculation by the U.S. government in Puerto Rico. And música jíbaro became a marker, a symbol for many new Puerto Rican artists, including the artist that we heard before, Zoraida Santiago, very much motivated, inspired by música jíbaro and traditional music. Aires Bucanares, which was Roy Brown's group. There was just a plethora of Puerto Rican Boricua artists that connected to the jíbaro. Even more recently, Calle 13. They also identify with the jíbaro image for a Puerto Rican sense of nation, of home. You are listening to Hurdy Gurdy Songs. I am your host, Jorge. I thank you for joining me again today. I'm going to switch it up now to move into the Colombian mujeres. And I would like to play a few tracks for the remainder of our time by some Colombian artists, including the following, and I'll try to come back for a sign off. But thank you for listening, and you are listening to RadioFreeBrooklyn.org, streaming live every Tuesday, Hurdy Gurdy Songs. Thank you for joining me, and let's listen to Mettetelo by Andrea Echevarri, which actually connects a little bit to our material from Mirta Silva, in which unexpurgated, frank sexuality and telling people where to stick it, so to speak.
No soy 90, 60, 90, mi cuerpo es mío, no está a la venta. Pienso que el sexo es sagrado y se me intimida con el enamorado. Yo opino que a las mujeres respeto es lo que se nos debe. Respeto es lo que se nos debe. Respeto es lo que se nos debe. No quiero ponerme tetas, no quiero dejar que ni te metas. No quiero nada contigo, prefiero parchar con mis amigos. Entiendo que son hormonas que me calientan ciertas zonas, pero controlo el impulso y sigo buscando de mi vida el curso. Y sigo buscando de mi vida el curso. Y todo está alboroto, todos bailando en pelotos. Tiene nombre de hombre, todos pelando cobre, todos pelando cobre, todos pelando cobre. Cantar que no sabe su nombre, se acaban de acostar. Deja ya de alardear y a la mujer empieza a respetar. Tú deja ya de bailar como si con el mundo entero quisieras intimar. Estás jugando con fuego y te vas a incendiar. Hey chica del tubo, métetelo por el culo. 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 No soy chica de calendario, salí seche en las fotos, no es mi abecedario. No me quiero menear, no quiero gemir ni contorsionar. Yo no quiero menear ni gemir ni contorsionar. Yo no quiero menear ni gemir ni contorsionar. Y todo está alboroto, todos bailando en pelotos. Tiene nombre de hombre, todos pelando cobre, todos pelando cobre, todos pelando cobre. Deja de cantar que no sabes su nombre y se acaban de acostar. Tú deja ya de bailar como si con el mundo entero quisieras intimar. Intimar. Hey chica del tubo, métetelo por el cu. Hey chica del tubo, métetelo por el cu. Hey chica del tubo, métetelo por el cu. Por el culo, hey chica del tubo, métetelo por el culo. Hey chica del tubo, métetelo por el culo. Hey chica del tubo, métetelo por el culo.
Yes. Of course, Andrea Echevarri from Aterciopelados, probably the greatest, most successful Colombian pop band, pop rock band. Yes, Andrea is very much an outspoken feminist. Shows up at the Grammys dressed up as a Grammy Award herself. Just fascinating artist. And there she is, Metetelo. And again, thank you for listening. Shout out to my friends, to my sweet friends out there in internet radio land, and thank you for listening again. And let me leave you with Manos de Mujeres, Women's Hands, by a beautiful singer by the name of Marta Gomez.
pone leña en el fogón, mano firme cuando escribe una carta de amor, manos que tejen haciendo nudos, manos que rezan, manos que dan, manos que piden algún futuro pa' no morir en soledad. Allá, allá, mano vieja que trabajaba enlazando algún telar, mano esclava va aprendiendo a bailar su libertad, manos que amasan curtiendo el hambre con lo que la tierra les da, manos que abrazan a la esperanza de algún hijo que se va allá.